Unit 12, page 92. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2.
Hi, Joe. How was your meal out on Friday? Weren't you going to an Indian restaurant?
No, we didn't go there in the end, Claudia. We went to the new Moroccan restaurant in town. Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't. I've never eaten Moroccan food, I don't think. What was it like? Was it very hot and spicy?
No, it was quite mild, really. I've had Moroccan food home-cooked a few times, so I knew I'd like it.
I didn't know you liked cooking.
Well, it's not me that does the cooking at home. It's my flatmate, Luis, the one that wants to be a chef. I can cook a bit, but Luis cooks much better than me. And he loves trying out different foods from around the world.
Lucky you.
I know. In fact, Luis is planning to work in a top French restaurant one day.
Oh, yeah, I remember him now. I spoke to him about living in Paris at your party, didn't I? I didn't know he was a chef.
He's just started his training.
So what did you have at the restaurant?
Well, we started with a mezze. That's the traditional starter.
Is that small dishes of things?
That's right. We had some salty olives, some vegetable salads, dips, flatbread, things like that. Then we had lamb tagine.
Lamb tagine?
Yeah, it's meat rubbed with lots of spices. It's cooked really slowly in a special dish called a tagine.
Is Moroccan food cooked more slowly than other foods? Is that how it's different?
I suppose so. Plus the spices, of course. Anyway, we had it with couscous. It was lovely. You'd love it.
I don't think it's for me, though.
Ah, yes, of course. I'd forgotten that you're vegetarian. Well, they serve loads of other things you'd like. The salads are fantastic. And they do a vegetable tagine. You'd really enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe.
And we had rice pudding with pistachio nuts and rose petals. You like sweet things, don't you? You must come with us next time.
Now that does sound good. Make sure you give me a ring when you're going again.